Perik. I'm a little Haberai. Getzela Ishti. Kabbalah Getzela Ishti. Except the get to the wife, and the Gemara is going to explain how that works because the husband cannot make a shliach l'kabbalah. I will get Dela Ishti and Rasulah Zayachzar. He's in charge of the gerushin process. Isha Shamar is Kabbalah Yuti. If a woman said it's Kabbalah Yuti and the husband gave it to the shliach under those circumstances, Rasulah Zayachzar, because the divorce took place the minute the agent got it. If Amaloy Habau, you have Shishit Kabbalah. If the husband says, I don't want it to work this way, Elohailah Vatanlah. So basically, he's telling the shliach, I'm not interested in divorcing her now. I want her to get the divorce before she gets divorced, and therefore I'm keeping control over the process. And Ratzel Lachzer Yachzer. Shimon Gamliel Leimer. Avay Maris Tuli Giti. She says, take the get. That's a lashon of Kabbalah. Ratzel Lachzer Yachzer. That's a lashon of Kabbalah. I don't know if there's a machlek gazir or not. The Gemara makes a diak from the Mishnah. Time of the Lord Shvisi Yishlich LeKabbalah. The reason by his Kabbal Get Zalishti, Haila Get Zalishti, he can change his mind is because the guy was not a Shlich LeKabbalah. Hashvisi Yishlich LeKabbalah. If she would have made him a Shlich LeKabbalah, Ratzalah Zalai Akzor. What's the Chiddush of Haila Get Zalishti? So the Gemara understands that the Chiddush is the inference that Haila Get Zalishti means you want him to be a Shlich LeKabbalah. That works when he's not a shliach l'kabbalah yet. But if he's a shliach l'kabbalah already, then haylach doesn't mean anything else but take it for her. Haylach kischi. Shema mena haylach kischi dami. Zog de gemar loy. Li'aylam ay malach haylach lav kischi dami. I'll tell you haylach is not kischi. And there's no chiddush in the case of haylach. But the chiddush is the chavos kabbal get list in kichalay. The chiddush is when a guy says his kabbal to a non-shliach, and he makes him a shliach and he says his kabbal, the Baal has no ability to make a shliach l'kabbalah. So even though the get gets their hand, there is no shlichas. The husband made a shliach l'kabbalah, which he can't do. Kamash Malan, that in the absence of him being a shliach l'kabbalah, the husband says it's kabbal, he means it's kabbal b'hoi l'kamar. He means...
So do we make the inference or not?
So he means it's kabbal b'hoi l'kamar. So no, we don't make the inference. The only reason we made the inference is we were looking for a chiddush in the Mishnah. There's no chiddush that when you tell a guy haylach get zalishti, you can change your mind. Of course you can. He's your shliach. What's the chiddush? So we thought the chiddush is the inference. That if the guy is already a shliach l'kabbalah and you say haylach, then you can't change your mind. And that would be a raya haylach kischi. And the Gemara's answer is no, that's not the chiddush in the Mishnah. The chiddush in the Mishnah is the first case is kabbal. That even though you have no power to make a shliach l'kabbalah, when you say his kabbal, you mean his kabbal v'haylach.
Later we say that the mechanics, Rebbe from this Mishnah, is haylach kisri.
Again, Rebbe, the Gemara doesn't say it, and Rebbe says haylach kisri. But that doesn't mean his Mishnah is the whole that way.
But doesn't he bring this as the reason how he says it? He quotes this Mishnah.
No, he doesn't. He quotes a Braisa.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. No. Something about Titzvan. Yisha Shamer is Kabbal Yigiti, Imratza Lachzi Lo Yachzer. My love, Lashna Kabbalah, Lashna Halacha. Makes no difference what he said. If she said his Kabbal, it's an automatic get. Haylach Kisri. Something about Lo Yach Kabbalah means, but he agreed, he said, take it for her. Not take it to her, but take it for her. If the husband says, I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah, I want you to be a shliach l'alacham, imbrasa lachza yachza, time of amri yevshi, holoi amri yevshi. But if he would not have said, I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah, he would have just said, haylech, imbrasa lachza yachza, lo yachza. Again, the only way he changes it is because he tells the shliach, I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah. Mashmev that if he didn't tell the shliach, I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah, he just would say, haylech, it would be her way of shliach l'kabbalah. Zaraya haylech kishri. So the Gemara duma behaylech. Maybe the correct gears of the Mishnah is if he said, haylech v'tenlo. Then he has to say, yevshi. But if he doesn't say Yavshi, he says Haylach, that means he agrees to her. But Haylach, we don't know. Something about it. Shita is have a shliach le'elacha. We know a man can be a shliach le'elacha. She can bow my leg at least time. Because that's the role of the man in divorce. And therefore, when the Torah said you can appoint an agent, It's an agent that is in the parasha of get, and he's in the parasha of get like a man is, which is in the giving of the get. And we also know Isha v'shlich l'kabolo. Shken Isha v'kabolo v'gita v'yad v'ayla. A woman can accept the get from her husband. Again, that's the role of women in get. Ish l'kabolo v'isha l'lachamai. What happens? Can a man be a shliach l'kabolo? And can a woman be a shliach l'lacha? They are in the parish of Gerishin, but not in that section of Gerishin. Just like, theoretically, a guy cannot be an agent because he's not in the parish of Gittin and Kedushin. So a woman can be an agent to take a get. She's not in the parish of taking, of delivering a get. And a man is not in the parish of receiving a get. Maybe that doesn't work. Or do we say they are in the parish of Gerishin, therefore they can be a shliach for any aspect? Talk to Gemara Tashima. I miss Kabbal get a list, I look at the list. It brought to the Yaksa. Isha Shamar is Kabbal Ligiti, it brought to the Yaksa. My lab, Kachliach, we're talking about the same agent. Ushmarina, Kashla Kabbal, Kashla Aloha. If he makes him a Shliach, he works for the husband. If she makes him a Shliach, he works for her. The Shliach works for her. Now, it's either a man or a woman, but we see the same person can act on both ends. Zogdimar Lai, Mishnei Shluchim. She made a woman, he makes a man. Tashma. If the husband says, I don't want you to accept it for her, I want you to take it to her. And brought along the yachzer. Now that's the same shliach. Because he's telling the shliach, I don't want you operating for her, I want you operating for me. And it works. It's a rayash mamido, kashla kabola, kashla locha. Don't think about you're right. But we can only prove one half from this. You can prove that a man can accept a get. She can have mekabel get lebitiktanam. Because we do find a role of a man in accepting a get for bitiktanam. So therefore he's more shayach, I don't know, more applicable, I don't know what word for shayach. He's more negeya taking a get. Whereas a woman delivering a get is never found. Therefore, you can prove that the same shliach can operate on both ends, but maybe only a man. Isha l'alach t'ibay l'alach. How about a woman to take the get?
This is part of the moral. We don't know that a man can be makabel.
Yes, we do. Because we have a Mishnah that says that he can say, the husband says, I don't want you to work for the woman, I want you to work for me. That means the same human being can be a shliach for both.
Yeah.
No, again. If the husband says, I don't want you to work for her, I want you to work for me,
right.
He becomes a shliach l'alacha.
Right.
The same person who was her shliach l'kabala is turning into a shliach l'alacha. How do you know?
Because we only know that a lady can be a shliach l'kabala.
Again, we don't know whether a man can.
We don't know, right.
Again. But we know that the same person can function as both.
Right.
So we have to guess now which is the one that can function as both. So we're guessing men, because we do find men in a role of an accepting a get. So if we have to have one of the two be able to work both sides, it makes sense that it's the man. Because he, at least, we see him in the role of accepting a get. But we haven't proven that a woman can work both sides.
That's why he brings the father of the customer.
That's to prove that he's in the role of accepting a get.
The whole question is, why we just bring the proof? You don't need this whole other... Just bring that as the proof.
Yeah, was it?
We spoke out. We asked that question. And we said we didn't view that as a raya because there he's accepting it for as the baal haget, meaning it's only as a young girl that he has that right, but not in the actual accepting of a get of an adult. But once we see that one person can be a shliach for both, it makes sense that it's him.
So the proof is not really a good proof?
No.
It's a proof from our Mishnah.
You need both the Mishnah and...
Well, if we're going to differentiate, we need both. At the end of the day, we're not going to need it.
Right. I think Rabbi Schwartz is very good, because he said the lady sent someone, right? All we know who she sent was a lady.
Again, we don't know who she sent, because now we see that the person can act on both ends.
That's later.
We proved it from this Mishnah. I mamas don't understand it. We just said the husband says to the agent, don't work for her, work for me.
Either it's a man or a woman.
Either it's a man or a woman. Why say it's a woman?
Because the story
started with the lady.
If you hold that a man can't be a shliach l'kabbalah, but if you hold a man can't be a shliach l'kabbalah, it didn't start with a lady. Even women that are not believed to say meizbayla are believed to bring her get. Right? She is acting as a shliach l'halacha. Those are the five women that we accuse them of lying, but not when they bring a get. So we see a woman can bring a get. The sefer of that very Mishnah. The 20 sefer isha asma mavias gita. The Mishnah says a woman can bring her own get and say before the nechtam, before the nechtam. And in the second paragraph, we had a problem. Isn't she divorced as soon as she gets the get? So he said, the husband said, take it to that city and then you'll get divorced. So she acts as a shliach l'halacha. She goes to a bezin, says before the nechtam, and then points a shliach to deliver it to her. So we see she is the shliach l'halacha. Shema
mina. When does her shlichus end?
When she gives it to bezin and says before the nechtam. The woman said, bring me my get. Bring it to me. Meaning, now don't accept it for me. Bring it to me. He goes and he tells the husband that your wife said, accept the get. And the husband said, take it like she said. Now, in Bab Metzia, we had a shiloh. When a person says, take it like he's talking there, a boss, sends an agent to hire workers. He told the agent, hire them for $4 a day. And the agent told the workers $3 a day. And the worker said, I'll accept your boss's conditions. Now, what does he mean? What you say the boss's conditions? Or what really is the boss's conditions? Same shiloh here. When the husband said, take it like she said, does he mean like you said she said? Or like she actually said? Zucker of Nachman. Because since the guy said, I am a shliach l'kabbalah, we say the husband accepted that version, so he never appointed a shliach l'halacha, so it's not a get. It never became a get. He relies on the words of the shliach. Because if he would be relying on the words of the woman, she asked him to deliver the get to her, then he would be appointing the guy as a shliach l'halacha, and the guy would be delivering the get. It would be a good get. And the fact that it's not a get, that means he's accepting the shliach's version of what happened.
If someone says,
Yeah.
The woman says, accept the get, and then
the shliach changed it.
Said something. We don't know if he changed it or not, right?
Yeah.
Why in heaven's earth would, I don't know, I'm only saying that heaven's earth, but
there's no heaven's earth, I don't know what that means.
Why would we think he's saying something different than what she said?
We don't, but now we found out that he did.
What? We found out later?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, right now.
Again, when the husband said, take it like she said.
That means, you know what those words mean? Those words mean, take it like she said.
We don't know what that means, exactly.
Yes, I do. It means what she said.
That's not true. The agent said she said this, and she had said something else.
Well, so you mean to tell me that right now already we know he said something?
We don't know. We found out later that he had changed what the woman told him. The husband said, take it like she said. What did he mean?
Oh, this is after knowing that it was a mistake.
The husband didn't know at the time.
There's a Sfar in Rashi later that we say that the husband didn't trust what he said.
Okay, we'll see that later. Again.
The lady said, become a shliach kabbalah.
No, she didn't. She said, bring it to me. She said, be a shliach l'halacha.
She said that? Kabbalah-giti?
She said, kabbalah-giti. I don't know where you're up to. You're going ahead of me. Thank you for being ahead of me. Let me get there.
No.
Why aren't you on the Amid Beis where I am? Okay, so it says Havaligiti.
Right. Havaligiti means she can't make a shliach l'kabbalah.
She's saying, go to my husband and ask him to give you the get to bring to me.
Not also Kabbalah?
No, Havaligiti doesn't mean Kabbalah.
No appointment there. No appointment. Is she appointing anything?
No.
No appointment. Was she no appointment at all?
She asked him to do a favor. Go to my husband and ask him to send a get with you.
Do we know what that means?
Yes, it means bring the get to me.
So she's not shlich at all?
No, he's not.
Wow. And then what did he say?
That your wife made me shlich with Kabbalah.
Okay, now, at that moment...
He says he was appointed.
At that, I'm sorry. Rabbi, can I listen to Baruch?
I know, we got to move. I don't have all day here, so let's make this fast.
At that moment, does he think of the Shiloh with the problem?
No.
So he thinks it's what...
Again, if he would have said, take it for Kabbalah, it would be one thing. He did not say it. By saying the words, take it like she said, we have two interpretations of that.
Why would he say that?
Because that's what he said. Ask him. Call him to the therapist to find out why he said it. But that's what he said.
Why would he think it was a Shiloh?
He didn't think anything. He said, take it like she said.
And if you want to take the easiest path, if you want to take the easiest path, just say he has a cognitive problem. He doesn't remember correctly. If you want to take a more precise path, there's a problem which comes up in legal theory all the time, which is called the problem of knowledge, which is when two people on different sides of the contract have different knowledge of what that contract means. And also, it could just be the end of the problem.
Again, he said, take it like she said. How do we interpret those words?
No comparison.
If in the case she made a mishliach lekabbalah and he told the husband, I'm a shliach lo'ilacha, I'm here to be your shliach lo'ilacha. Now, there, it would make a difference. If you would say that she's divorced right away, he meant take it like she said, which is a shliach lekabbalah. If you would say the get arrives to her hand, she's divorced. Here, when the shliach comes and says, I'm a shliach lekabbalah, when really he was not, he's saying, I don't want to be a shliach lekabbalah. So therefore, he doesn't become any shliach. Even if the husband meant what she said, he still wouldn't be good because the guy said, I am not acting to be your shliach lo'ilacha. And therefore, he's refusing to accept that shlichus. That's why he's not divorced. It doesn't prove anything.
I'm merely saying I'm a Kabbalah.
By saying I'm Kabbalah, he's saying I don't want to be a lo'ilacha. It's a much easier job to be a shliach lo'ilacha. Amar Avunu Barchiya Toshima. Ha'imir Eskabu Gedele Ishti Ha'ilu Gedele Ishti. The Mishnah said, Ratzah Lachzah Yachzah, time of the Ratzah. Halei Ratzah, have a get. So again, he said, Hiskabel. V'amai, v'bal la bar shliach l'kabbalahu. The husband can't make a shliach l'kabbalah. El Amrinan, kivin shenas neinu v'garsha, mei mamar t'garsh kolecha d'migarsha. That once a man decides to divorce his wife, I don't care which words he uses. He wants a divorce, whatever works. So even if he says Hiskabel, we say he means Hailech, because he wants it to work. So Hanami, same thing here. Kiva should also make him the garish. He wants to divorce her. Maybe I'm the garish because I'm a garish. We don't have to get involved. We realize that him relies on her. He wants a divorce, whatever works. Dr. Gamar Hakiyashta, you can't compare the two cases. Hasam Adam Yedei Shen Shlichus to Kabbalah. A man knows he can't make a Shlichus to Kabbalah. So obviously the government has no shame. So even though he said it's Kabbalah, he can't mean that. Hakatoi. Here he thought he was divorcing her one of the two ways, and he might have made a mistake in what he did. Amar Rabba Tashima.
In which case?
In the case of
Rav.
Amar Rabba Tashima. Tanish Amar is Kabbaligiti. Ain't a get at you get liyada. El Ktana says to a shliach, accept the get for me. It doesn't work as a shliach with Kabbalah. The Ktana can't make a shliach with Kabbalah. And the husband gives it to the shliach. She gets divorced when it gets to her hand. Why? Who made the shliach lelacha? Kimati Gitli Yadami Megasha. Ramai. Halat Liach Lelacha Shavi. Didn't make him a Shliach Lelacha. Elamina, Kimishanas and Elam Megasha. Once he decides to divorce her, may Marabba Tigarsh, Kalecha de Megasha. He wants it to work any way it can work. Hakanami, Kimishanas and Elam Megasha, may Marabba Tigarsh, Kalecha de Megasha. But the Gemara Achi asked, it's no comparison. Hasam Adam Yidei Shen Shlichus Lekatan. There a person knows that a cotton can't make a shliach. So the government asked the Shomer Lacha. Did they? There he saw, he knew the score. He knew the Tanish Shliach is meaningless. So he must have meant the Lacha. Here he thought differently. Tashima.
You said a different word altogether, right? Do you say, this is what I want, who cares how I said it? Do you say that?
Every case has to be judged by its own, what word you want to use, merit.
Why? This is what the guy wants. The guy wanted to be master, mavatel, what's it called? Chumis.
Right.
I know it's over Shloshim, and it's less than this moment with Shloshim Yom Kod Mechag, I know that, but... And I said a different word. I said Konam, I said Ritzika, I said Biden. Does it make a difference?
Yes, because those words don't mean anything. Tashma.
Konam is not a little closer now, is it?
Not a pitbull. Konam is not a pitbull. Tashma. Haveli Giti. This is Mamash Arkei. The guy said, the woman said, bring me my get. Which is the case of Rechachman, first case. Second case is Kabaligiti, Bishtachamra Havaligiti, which is the other case we brought. Either Heilig Matanla or Zachila is Kabbalah. One of the two. Ratza Lagzor Yagzor. He can change his mind. Now, one of the responses is going on case one, and one of the responses is going on case two. My love, Kabbalah, Kabbalah, Ve'locha, Le'locha. That when the Shliach said, I am a Shliach Le'Kabbalah, he said, Hiskabel. And when the Shliach said, I am a Shliach Le'locha, he said, Heilech. Right? And still, it works. So we see that Adibura the guy said, I'm a shliach l'kabbalah. It works when he gets there, right? My life, Kabbalah, is a raya that we see that no matter, he means to do whatever it takes to get divorced. That's what we're proving. That even when the shliach says, I'm this kind of a shliach, he means, well, let it work any way it can work. And for the Gemara Mel, like, Kabbalah Heilocha, Heilocha Kabbalah. He said, Hiskabel, when the shliach said, Heilech. And he said, Heilech, when the shliach said, she made me Kabbalah. Frek the Gemara, if that's the case, he Kabbalah Heilocha, if he said Heilocha, the husband said Kabbalah, and the woman had said Kabbalah, that even though he said his kabel, he's relying on the fact that the guy is halacha. There it's only because he said, take it like she said, then it's a shy love. Her words or his words? He didn't say halacha kamash amra. He said kabbalah. He said kabbalah. And the shliach had said halacha, and he didn't say take it like she said. So why should we say he means to make a kabbalah like her? He never said like she said. And therefore, the shliach is a shliach halacha.
So we'll be very redactic in what his response is.
Exactly. Words make a difference. Tanya Rabbanan, hiskabel l'giti v'ishtacham hiskabel l'giti. She said be a kabbalah, and he says be a kabbalah. This is Rebbe talking. What do you see in the Mishnah? This is a brisa. Reb Nachman Eimer, Heilig Matenla, Ratzel Lachzer Yachzer, Zachil Lov Iskabala, Ratzel Lachzer Lo Yachzer. He holds Heilig is not Kishchi. Rebbe Eimer, Bekulim Ratzel Lachzer Lo Yachzer. Avon Lama Lo Yev, she said the Kabbalah, Heilig Matenla. He says, I don't want her to be a Kabbalah, I want her to be a Lacha. Then Ratzel Lachzer Yachzer. Look at my Rebbe Eimer Tanakama. Eboy Seme Yavshi Asalashmina, he's telling me the case of Yavshi. Eboy Seme Kamasma Mantana Kama Rabbi. Eboy Lo. Heiluch Reb Nassim. Reb Nassim who says Heiluch is not Kishchi. What if he says Heiluch? Kishidami, or Lav Kishidami. Hashema. I made Kabbalah to get least, I had to get at least the Amishnah, but the Lav Zuyakzer. He's just our Miss Kabbalah to get the Rot to Lav Zuyakzer. My love, Behelach. He said Helach, Reb Nassim, and it's saying that Helach is Kishid. So the Gemara lie behind like a Rebbe. It could even be behind like it's going like Rebbe. You can't prove that the Mishnah is going like a Nazim. Toshima. Lefichach, im amr lo habau yevshi shi tekabal alo hedlik v'ten lo, lo tzolag zi yachzer. Taim ed amr yevshi, halo amr yevshi, lo tzolag zi lo yachzer. Ah, he said heilich. I mean, he must have said heilich. My la behelik v'reb Nazim. And it's saying that it means tzchi. So the Gemara lie behind like a Rebbe. Toshima. Heilach gets ala ishti, ratzalach zayachzer. Heilach gets ala ishti, ratzalach zayachzer. So the Braisa differentiates between heilach and heilach. Man shomet le behelach ratzalach zayachzer, rib nothing. Becoming behelach ratzalach zayachzer. It differentiates between the two. Shmami no, that according to rib nothing, heilach is kishidami. Shmami no. Itmar. His kabbali giti, vishtacham his kabbali giti. Right. So this is the Machlekes Rabbi the Rabbanon. According to Rabbi, he'd be divorced right away. According to the Rabbanon, Reb Nassim, he would not. Zok to Rav, Amar Abav, Amar Rav, Hun Amar Rav, Nassim Shlucha Yus Shlucha V'chalatis. It's a suffix. We don't know what that law is. And if he dies, she would get Chalitza and Yibum, because she might be divorced, she might not be divorced. In fact, you can borrow the member, the Masapkele of the Rav, you heard the Kishchidami, you love Kishchidami. Does that mean Rav doesn't know what the Heilach is Kishchi? If a guy is paying a loan, and he says, take the guy $100 that I'm Chayev, I'm a Rav, Chayev Achrius, or he's Chayev in responsibility because the guy never asked him to send it that way. The Bon Lags are in the Chayev, but he can't take the money back because the Shliach is Kaina for the Malva, for the lender. So we see Heilach is Kishchi. It's a question of money. The shliach has the money. He might have been zayicha for the malva, therefore you can't take it back. Here it's a question of iser. We have to be machmer. Amar Rav, Eina isha ish shliach lekabelos kiyatim yad shliach vayla. A woman cannot make a shliach to accept a get from a shliach of her husband. But in Amar, isha ish shliach lekabelos kiyatim yad shliach vayla. A woman can make a shliach to get it from the shliach of her husband. My time is the Rav. A regular husband thinks it's embarrassing that the woman makes a shliach to accept it from his shliach. I, when she makes a shliach to accept it from him, he gave it to the guy. So obviously he's not Muslim. We're afraid that people will confuse it in the case when the guy put it in somebody else's chetzer and she bought the chetzer. And people will say that works. And it doesn't, because he didn't give it to her, she took it. And therefore, my benayu, he can benay the kadmi v'shayv shliach miyikara. She appointed the shliach first, before he appointed the shliach. So, in that case, it's still a bezayin, but it's not a chater abolachem mikan because her shliach was first.
So there's two reasons in Rav?
One of two reasons. The shaila. Something in my mind. Ahu Gavra, there was this man. The Shadal Agitul Duvisu. He sent a get to his wife. Azu Shlichov, Ashkechu Kiyosva Kalisha. The Shliach came, found her kneading. Amalahela Gitech, here's your get. Amalahela, have you biyotcha? Keep it for me. Be my Shliach Likabala. Amar of Nachman, Bisil of the Bchanina, who allows a woman to make a Shliach to accept it from the husband Shliach. Avdus Ba'ubda would say she's divorced. There's halacha that the shlichus has to finish first before he can assume another role in the same story. And here he didn't finish his halacha. So who became Rabbi? Shalachlu lechazu shlichus etzabal. He sent like Rava. Chibar Abba Amar. Nisyasha b'davar. I have to think about it. Chazu shalachlu became Rabbi Chibar Abba. He sent it again to him. Amar kahani shalachlu lechazli. How come? Why are they sending to me so many times? I'm a disciple of the Zohar. Just like they don't know, I don't know either. I'm a Dabba Shabarabah. Therefore, it's a Dabba Shabarabah, but Dabba Shabarabah collects us. I have a there was a story. Yitzchur, Yitzchur, Bashmu, Bar Marsa, another get, and Chalitza. In fact, Gemara Tarti, she got another get, she's divorced. Get Michayim. If he's alive, he should give her another get. And if he died, chalitza l'achamisa. He died of karla nafasa. The lady's name was Nafasa. Azul sadi, kasuv tafasa. Witnesses went, and they wrote tafasa. Amar abitzchi b'shmu bar marsa. B'shmei d'rav. Asu edim shlichusam. Edim did their shlichus, and they can't write a second yet. They were only appointed to write one. Maskel Rav, become a l'ksuv chasba. Did he say write a piece of shard, davala? They didn't write a get. It was a possible get. Amar Rabba, vaday kasuv sadi gitam alya. I'm sorry, vaday. Writing the get, they can write till it's a good get. But if they wrote a good get and gave it to the shliach who lost it, they can't write another one. They were appointed to write it. They wrote it. Doesn't want him to hold it. Wants it to get it to her. What if he didn't tell them to deliver it? He told them to give it to a shliach. Maus, Lucas Saliklu, is he saying your job is finished once you finish writing it? He just didn't want to bother them. But he doesn't mind if they're still involved till it gets there.
But what occurred here?
The shliach lost it.
Okay.
Amal Ravina Laravashi. What if it says the Yailachlo? Even if you say in the case of Kisut Nulu Shluach, that we say they're finished. How about if he said, write and give it to the Shliach, who will deliver it to her? He made that as part of that their appointment. Ma'o, take him. Simi Amri Lai Ma'ave Ma'as Tula Giti, Amalai, right, Amalai Akzer. Tana Rabbana Tuli Tzali Heili Biyotcha, Kulam Bashi Kabbalah, and they're all Allah Shadam Kabbalah. I will tell you,